This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to Lost Session Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. B joins me in just a few minutes. Always appreciate her time with me. I thought you guys would be interested, not that you really care, but, you know, some of the statistics around New Year's, you know, things that people say they're going to do and they don't do and that kind of stuff, right? How many people wake up with a hangover? I don't even know, but I think it's hilarious. You go through half your life, you listen to people who got sick. They end up having to leave a party early because, you know, they get too much into the festivities and all that. And I know somebody goes, oh, you're just an old fuddy. No, I'm just, hey, I'm throwing it out there. If you truly want to have a good time, right, learn from your past mistakes or the mistakes of your friends around you. That's all I'm saying. So some of the top New Year's resolutions, the numbers, 38% of the people who make New Year's resolutions each year, but only 9% of the people actually stick to them all year long. By February, 80% of the New Year's resolutions are forgotten. Right? You get in your office and say, hey, I thought you were going to quit smoking. When did I say that? What are you, nuts? And about 46% of the people who actually make the resolutions will stay with them up to about 6 months. Right, 39% of people say they want to increase their fitness. 33% say they're going to change their diet. That lasts about 90 days. Right? And the day that most people drop their resolutions because they're going to go do something is what? Anybody? Yeah, Friday. Somebody invites you to a party on a Friday. It's like, yeah, but I gave... Oh, never mind. Right? I mean, this is a big deal. I think they're a big deal. 40% of Gen Zers feel pressured to make a resolution. Why? This is where we have to strengthen our young people. Right? I mean, just tell them, look, you don't have to make a resolution about anything. I mean, it's just kind of it's that time of year. It's a time to reset, if you would, mentally, physically, whatever. We'll say, okay, you know, I blew it this year. I'm going to try it again. This is how I'm going to try it. Now, men feel, 35% feel more pressured than women to make these, yearly goals. Let me see. Parents want to instant, and I don't care about that one. Back in 2007, people were slightly more dedicated to making their resolutions. They're slightly more. 12% instead of 9% stuck with their goal. That's still a low number as far as I'm concerned. Right? And 46% of adults are sticking with their resolution after 6 months. Yeah. Why bother? Just do something because you want to do it. Doesn't matter when you start to do it. Are you doing it with somebody else? You have an accountability team of some kind? You know? Improving mental health, people, that's a resolution. Getting a handle on finances, resolution. I mean, some of that stuff should just be I won't say it should be natural that you want to do it. Now, doing it's another story. We have not been trained properly. There's a lot of things that have gone by the wayside over the years. And teaching our kids how to be frugal, not cheap, but frugal. Teaching our kids to save. Teaching our kids how to use money. Right? So and it doesn't hurt. I mean, my kids, we used to go to, and this wasn't my idea, I got this from somebody else. But we go to the bank every week with money they made and things that they did. And I'd have them hand the bank book, yes, you heard me, the bank book to the teller. And she would stamp that book, and she would write in it what their balance was and how much they deposited and all that. And they were quite excited about it because they actually got to see their money grow. When they got a day, they were able to pull it out and use it for whatever they wanted to. And it was not my business to know what they were going to do with it. Hey, once they're 18, they're a headache. Until they want to move back in. Then you lay some ground rules. Which is what everybody should do. You know, I love these people say, my daughter moved in to get herself together, get her act together. She's been with us 3 years. She's still doing the same thing. I'd be saying, well, then what is she doing there? If you guys made an agreement with her, she made an agreement with you, and she's not living up to it. She's an adult now. She's an adult in your home. Right? She doesn't have to be there. So if she's not doing the thing she told you she was going to do, she needs to go. Really, that simple. Many economists right now are talking about how 2024 is going to be a bad year. So expect to have another. You clean up that other bedroom, you're going to need it. Right? I mean, seriously, come on, think about it. And when you see what's going on in the economy, your kids have been saving for a house forever. Is it something you should help them with? Right? You know, my attitude was always, I'll match you in certain areas. But I got to see you working in certain areas, too. To pull it all together. To show you that you really, show us, you, whoever, that you really want that house. You're really willing to work for that house. You know what I mean? Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, cool. And, you know, again, Dr. B will be joining us in a few minutes. You got any issues, problems, headaches, deals you see coming into the new year, let me know. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed, and then you can help out other people. Don't try to, we don't need any more, you know, Facebook doctors, carpenters, lawyers, electricians. We need real doctors, lawyers, electricians kind of thing. And that's why I bring on the experts, because I don't have a clue. So I make sure that Dr. B comes on from time to time to help us get out of a funk, get out of the funk and just kind of move forward. You know what I'm saying? And so, Dr. B, how are we doing?
Hey, good. I am a professional, official electrician and plumber, so I can help.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tell you what, the if you live in California, now you were in California for a whirlwind, in and out in pretty much no time. You know, I mean, just in the short time you were here, I mean, did you read and feel and see how oppressed the state is?
It's so sad, and it, you know, that's my home, right? Originally born and raised, and just being there, you feel it getting off of the plane. But then, you know, we've got the gas prices where we were in Hollywood, where I posted it, almost $7 a gallon. And, you know, a couple of people are like, that's the Photoshop. You know, why are you doing that? Why are you spreading lies? I'm like, I'm literally sitting outside of it. Okay. I just took that live. And people are like, no, I don't believe it. I'm like, I know. I get how unbelievable that is.
Here. It is here. Every single. I mean, I thought we got a break when it went from $6.99 to $6.49.
Right. Well, one guy replied back to me. Well, I don't know where you are, but I only pay $4. I'm in the desert. I'm like, $4 is too much. I pay $2.
I only pay $4. Got it.
I only pay $4 cash for the whatever your ultralight, whatever the. Unleaded stuff is that doesn't even power a scooter. So I'm like, do you hear yourself? You only pay $4? Well, I did like a month ago. Okay, great. What's it now? $4.50. But still, it's unbelievable. So, I mean, the prices, the weird thing was in the hotel, the service fees, the California energy tax. What is that?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get to work during COVID tax. You know, we have to pay for 6 illegals tax, all of the taxes. I'm like blown away. The restaurants, y'all have, where we went, it was, they had all kinds of service tax, a kitchen tax, a water tax. It was just so weird. My burger was like $26 and with no side, you know, after all the taxes.
Yes.
How are people affording it, Joe? That's what I want to know. How are people affording it, and why are they voting?
They can't be. Look, I was just talking to a friend of mine the other night. I said, you know, people that didn't have means and had kids to feed would go to a Burger King or a McDonald's or a Jack in the Box, right? Because you could fill these kids up with hamburgers, french fries, and whatever, and still walk away with a few bucks in your pocket. I got a Junior Whopper with cheese, chicken fries, and a bottle of water, and it was $20. And I said, no, I wanted one of everything. And the girl didn't think that was funny, but whatever.
No, because you're paying for 6 of your Southerly friends. So it's going to
$20 an hour, my friend. And once it hits $20 an hour, how much of the burger is going to be then?
I can't. I mean, I saw the new laws coming out, and, you know, amongst other things, versus the Texas laws, which is, you know, tighter borders, more pay for our border agents, pay to ship, you know, our buses full to D.C., because that's going to, you know, that tax is going to be a lot less than housing these people. Tighter gun control on criminals, you know, constitutional carry, yay, you know, versus California. You know, we don't have federal income tax.
We have unconstitutional non-carry out here is what we have.
Yeah, my mom was here, and she's like, oh, I just want to buy a gun. It would be so cool. And I go, you can. And my mom's like, no, I don't have a permit. But, you know, I go, no, it's constitutional carry here. You may do what you want, you know, and you saw the gun my husband bought me for Christmas, or maybe he didn't. She's just like, you can own one of those? She goes, well, how do they, you know, don't they track you? I'm like, no, you don't register. You don't do nothing. You go in and you buy a gun and it's yours in 15 minutes.
Yep. And you can walk out. They want to extend the 10-day wait period here in California. You can only buy one gun a month. Right. And it's like, wait a minute. Hello. Anybody home? How does that make anybody safer, really? So, and the other thing, you know, you're talking about states and taxes and what have you. The state disability insurance program is in trouble. And right now, on payroll, it's 1.1% of the wages, right? Think about that, 1.1%. Not a big deal. In 24, this is a one-year increase. In 24, it's going to go from 1.1% to 12.4%. So you're saying to people, I mean, ultimately, what is this going to do to the person? Because remember, that money comes out of my paycheck, right? And then the proprietor has to pay match that, the money. You know that, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, and we don't know, which is the psychology of it, right? I always bring it back to the psychology of all of this. And, you know, you have a little, during the commercial break, you've got something that says, like, zombies, like Democrats or something like that.
Yeah.
And people laugh at that, right? It's funny, but I'm like, it is true. We are witnessing the zombification of so many brains, so many minds, and it is true. I go on message boards sometimes just to read the comments, but I am truly somebody who loves to understand people and how they think and the comments and what they write. You know, I love these armchair, critics. And I just look through and they just blindly, well, CNN told me, don't you watch the news, right? Don't you, and that's where they're getting their information. And they're like, well, how do you know? I'm like, well, I worked for Trump for 4 years. That's why I know. I talked to the man. I talked to Melania. I actually go and research the documents. I research the documents on COVID and what it does to you psychologically and physiologically. And they just, right there at CNN all day long, MSNBC, what your favorite actor says, right? And it's amazing how their bank accounts are being drained. You are paying for six other people because the borders are wide open. That is the least of the worries. I'm still on these faith advisory calls with congressmen and women, Republican, mostly. We just had a Democrat call, though, and they were as concerned about all of this Trump nonsense in Colorado and Maine as we were, because they said it's unconstitutional.
Wow. All right, we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show with Dr. B when we return.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me just bring her on because I always appreciate her time with me. Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us on a regular basis here on the Joe Messina Show and helps us kind of work through some of this crazy stuff that's going on. And Dr. B, again, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely. So much going on. We've got, you know, Happy New Year to you. Welcome to 2024.
Okay. We're here. Now what?
It's right? Going to be a wild ride.
You're calmer than I am. I got to tell you, one of the things I want to talk to you about is you've got Gen Zers and others, right, that are petrified right now of what's coming up. They can't afford apartment. They can't even afford to be in apartments, really. They're moving in with their parents again. You're seeing bigger and bigger numbers. You're seeing credit card debt go up, and you're watching these people, and I'm going, they don't, you and I have been talking about this for years, but they don't have the young people don't have the ability to cope, and now they're going to have to start coping with things that they know nothing about,
Right.
And I think you're going to have a major meltdown of young people in the coming year. I really do.
Well, yes, and we have always talked about, you and I, the impact, psychological, emotional, developmental impact that COVID had, with all our kids on screens, not interacting, the fear factor, vaccine factor, physiological, we're seeing those effects greatly. And then you transition into the fact that prices are so high, colleges, what they're teaching these kids, the lack of parenting, right? And now mental health is, it's out of control. I don't believe we can reel it back in because we don't, unfortunately, have the family foundation in our homes to do that.
Yep.
And that is so necessary. I know that's so old school. Oh, you're so old-fashioned and traditional. Yeah, I know, mom and the dad in the house. But you ask any of the hundreds upon hundreds of teens that I've seen over the last 30 years what they'd like to see in their family is an intact home with a mother and a father. And to go a step further, Joe, and here we go with the hate mail, these kids said that they would love that if there was a parent home when they got home after school, with a snack, you know, and dinner around the table. Yes, they say this. And, just in the morning when they wake up with, you know, breakfast and have a good day and a hug, and kind of ushering them into the day. So this is what I hear, folks. You don't have to believe me.
Yeah, but they love to tout numbers, Dr. B. They love to tout percentages in studies. And the studies show over and over and over, all through the decades, when dad's home, the home is more stable, the kids are better off. Not that that's not ditching mom at all, but it's just one of those things, right? Girls are less likely to become pregnant early. They're more likely to, you know, finish school and not end up in jail or what have you. Then you have the nuclear family where mom and dad both bring different strengths, different traits to the kids that you can't have in a single parent home and or a mom and a dad and a dad. It just doesn't work, right?
It doesn't work. It absolutely does not. And it is not a statement of hate from me saying that. It's the research has been done since before, I would say the 40s and 50s, you know, when psychology really became a study and a thing. Everything stated that, yes, family around the dinner table, the mom in the background, don't yell at me, people, but really just providing and doing the cooking and cleaning and engaging their kids that way and supporting the husband to go and work and just being a support. So it's, y'all can say it's traditional and old school, but it works. The other thing I get, Joe, the messaging I get when I say that is like, well, do you know how many wives were on, antipsychotics and stuff like that in the 50s. And I'm like, well, that's why they stayed married. And I'm just like, okay, you can, like, I'm not saying everything's perfect, but you can say that, you know, the dads were alcoholics and the wives were popping pills and on and on and on. Actually, the statistics say it's different. Everything that was ever prescribed for people was much milder, and it is really had nothing to do. Those are all separate. So I'm sorry that's usually those people are the ones that have experienced that in their home. They're, you know, are alcoholics. But I just wanted to give that side note. I actually get that argument that, do you know the, you know, it's when drugs all, you know, made an explosion in the household as far as, you know, anti-anxiety drugs and things like that. So it's not a true statement. I'm just saying that. We can move on now.
No, I sit there and say to people all the time, look, when you have two or three kids or whatever it is that you have, and you really want them to come home to an empty home, can you really not live off of one paycheck? Can you really, everybody's going to have an iPhone in the house. Everybody has to have two brand new cars. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has to have the 80-inch television set. Well, maybe you just can't afford it.
Right. Right. And I understand that it is, prices are higher and taxes and the government's out of control right now. Thanks to the Democrats. Side note. But you can do it. You can do it. Each generation has its issues. I have friends that are either single parents or one working, you know, families, one parent's working. And yes, they put aside, you know, they can't do things, they can't do this, but they're making it and their kids are thriving. There are so many options where you can have the wife at home during the day with the kids, while the husband works, and then the wife can go and work at night part time. There are things you can do to make it work. Daycare is not an option. I've never understood why people have kids to let other people raise them. There are, you know, I, Okay, don't someone just message me, but don't you come from a single mom? Okay, yes, I do. And here's the deal, and this is what I was going to talk about. Why do people message us, Joe? It's like, you know we're going to have
I know. I get it while you're talking.
They're like, they just said, why don't you come from a single mom, hypocrite? So here's the deal. I'm not going to talk about my personal life, you know, other than, you know, what happened there, but it was something that needed to happen to protect me, and I'm glad it happened. My mom, yes, worked two jobs, sometimes three, put herself through school to get her bachelor's and her master's, go mom. And the cool thing is I still have family. I didn't do daycare. I was with my great-grandparents or my grandparents, which were incredible examples of families, and I was just going to say that. Extended family around kids are an amazing option, right? You've got a large Italian family. They'll set you straight right then. You probably wish you were in daycare sometimes.
They won't set you straight.
I go to daycare, please. But just having that family, right? We're not perfect, but we're grounded, and we had that. So, yes, if you can have a nuclear family, mom, dad, great. That is the best thing. If you can't, then just make sure there's extended family and other strangers are not raising your kids. The statistics don't lie. So there. I mean,
I'm listening to you talking. I'm thinking of myself, my own family. I had the blessing, if you would. I had people in my home that fought in World War II. I had people in my home that came here from, quote-unquote, the old country, right, that had to make it here, come to the American dream, work hard. So I had those people around me that there really were no excuses. I mean, God forbid I ever said something like, yeah, well, I'll never make it because I'm just an Italian kid. They would have pummeled me verbally, maybe even physically. That wasn't acceptable. Right. Failure was not an option.
It just wasn't. And you mentioned Gen Z earlier. Failure is like how they live. I can't do it because I might. I'm not going to go for it because I'll just fit. What if I fit, right? It's just, it's such a different mentality from how you grew up, from how I grew up, is that, you know, we're out on the streets. There's no, it's just respectful. You know, I grew up with a World War I great-grandpa and a World War II grandpa, and just I just wouldn't ever, you know, I don't know. Parents today ask their kids, you know, what are you going to do for a living? Why don't you get a job? Well, I mean, three other people have applied. I might not get it, so I'm not going to apply.
Why don't you just go get a job? My God, my dad was like, hey, you're going to start paying rent here shortly. How are you going to give me the money? Where are you getting the money? Oh, you may want to think about getting a job, okay? And anyway, we're going for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more with Dr. B when we return.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Yeah, it's always good to be beat up in your own chat room. Okay, anyway, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Dr. B joins us, as she does from time to time. Always appreciate her time with us and her insight into a lot of the stuff that we're having to deal with. And I, you know, Dr. B, you said earlier, which is so true, I think, and seeing what's happening out there with the inability for young people to buy homes, some people perceiving the American dream as dead from a home ownership standpoint, and it's tough. And a lot of these kids that, when you looked at, what was it, a large percentage of the New Year's resolutions was to work on their mental health. I don't know if I've ever really seen that before. You're in the business, but I don't ever remember as a kid growing up and even later on in life having somebody say, yeah, my goal this year is to work on my mental health.
Yeah, it's not typical. You know, there's a pluses and minuses to all these Hollywood stars, these singers, these politicians, and it kind of being a movement on social media to this kind of a mental health awareness movement. And the pluses of it are bringing people kind of out of the dark into the light and, you know, just being able to feel like they're not alone. I'm always for that. The negatives of that is that it's similar to when doctors go to med school and they're in the pathology and disease, you know, semesters versus, and psychologists that are in the DSM-5, right, and diagnosing semesters, is that you think you have everything. You know, every time I've talked to my doctor's friends, they're like, every disease we, you know, we talked about and went into in the category, it's like, oh my gosh, I think I have that. And same with psychology. I'm like, I think I'm bipolar. I think I'm depressed. It's just funny how the suggestion, right? And we knew better. We got over it after a week. But the suggestion, you know, being suggestive, and you don't have to be very suggestive, and you all of a sudden think that, you know, you might have that. And this is the negative part aspect of it, is that all this mental health awareness, that there isn't a person on earth that I don't think at this point that is questioned, you know, that they have a serious mental disorder. I mean, you've got to understand that teens' brains are, you know, the brain of a teenager and a child are sponges. And they, unfortunately, if you're predisposed to mental health and worry and stress, you know, or in COMT positive, those two gene variants, then you're going to be more susceptible to thinking you have an issue because it's splashed all over social media. And now we see kids using it as a crutch to the point where schools have to have mental health counselors now. We have to have funding for that and psychologists.
Yep.
Full mental health. It used to be in colleges that they just had a counselor that was available in the clinic, in the health clinic, right? And now if you've got full-on mental health buildings and sections in colleges, you know, long-term treatment and alcoholism and drugs and addiction. It's like, holy crap, it's school. If you have that much of an issue, take a semester off and go get help. It cannot. So, yeah. So now we're seeing mental health is truly woven into our society in ways that we're kind of causing ourselves. We're kind of, it's defeating the purpose, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's the danger of it.
I just really don't, you know, I've asked you this question a million times, and I know it's pretty much unanswerable. You know, I talk about back in the 60s and 70s, you know, kids in Texas especially, they had shotguns in the back window of their pickup trucks. It was nothing to have a gun under the seat of your truck or your car, and you didn't have the kind of violence at schools and other places you have today. It shows you there is a mental health or slash evil issue going on. And then when you talk about mental health as a whole, I mean, is the mental health issue the inability to cope, the inability to look around and see a solution because you're not getting that strength from your family, you're not getting that strength from the true support vehicle you should have?
Yeah, yes. Well, we were created, all of us, you know, however you want to feel like you were evolved or created, to have order, to have a sense of our right and wrong. We have to. Society has to. We see different countries and different parts of the nation and the world where they just have, you know, it's just chaos because everybody is left to do what they want because the government is so severely corrupt. Excuse me. And we are starting to see that with the explosion of, through the explosion of, you know, electronic devices and social media and information. And so if our homes and our kids are not being taught to have a set of right and wrongs, where are they going to learn it? The world's going to teach you, and there are a million sets of it out there. And the ones that are the loudest, right, are the ones that are full of contempt and hate and are ungodly and are immoral. And that is the information. And so when you have that and you do not have any sense of right and wrong that is consistent, then you question everything, right? You remember that? Question everything. Remember that? Like in the 10
yeah,
years.
That would have worked out well in my family. I can imagine looking at my dad and go, why do I have to do that?
Right. You and I would have been slapped into 2025. We would have completely missed 2024.
Yeah.
If I even looked in a questioning way. And I appreciate that. It is, the Bible says to honor your mother and father, and it doesn't mean that you've got to, you know, if they're abusive or if they're this or that, whatever. It means honor them. Honor them in the fact that they're your parents. So, because of that, we're seeing that because everybody's questioning everything and not wanting to be consistent, we have inconsistent parents. So that leads to mental health issues because the brain is completely scrambled because you don't know right from wrong. That is very confusing to kids. And so, you know, we've got, you know, this is where our sections of society and societal deviance come out of. The gang members, right? Because they don't feel like they want to obey the rules. Our psychopaths, our sociopaths, our antisocial, our LGBT friends.
Would you suggest or think that we have many more sociopaths today than we had in the 70s?
Yes. Sociopaths?
Yeah.
So you said yes, 100%, and you and I have talked about that, and people have messaged me. I didn't know antisocial, you know, personality disorder meant anti-society and anti-rules. And of course, that is what we're breeding, is, and that is the definition of a sociopath.
What the heck did they think it meant? I'm sorry.
So antisocial sounds like these are more of our spectrum kids. You know, the kids on the spectrum where they're just born with the inability to be social. But the greater description of that, if you look at that disorder, is anti-society, that they have no rules, no moral code, no moral background, and so they're anti-rules, anti-society. And that is the definition of a sociopath. And don't we see that everywhere? They are so loud. I mean, they are so out there, and they're encouraging. Look at BLM, right?
Well,
totally
back up for a second.
Sociopathology.
Look at what's taking place right now. And I got a clip I'm going to play later on where you had a head of one of the gay movements is out there, you know, gays for Palestine. And I'm going, do you understand what you're saying? Are you that ignorant? Or so? No, I don't believe any of that stuff. So you don't believe it when you see them saying, we don't have any gay people. You know why they don't have any gay people? Because they kill them.
Correct. It's mind-blowing.
Thank you.
How they want to dismiss the actual facts. And I would love to give a, how can I say this, a not godly, worldly, psychological view on that blindness. But I can't. As a Christian, I just have to chalk it up to it's what the Bible said is going to happen in the end times, and it's a spiritual blindness. Because I don't know how you can be that ignorant and that dead to the truth. The only thing I can offer is that when you get that contemptuous and that hate-filled, that it does turn off and kind of block the ability to see truth and light. You know, taking the God out of it, right? You and I try to talk both sides, right? We definitely can talk God as Christians, but I try to also make it so non-Christians can understand what we're talking about. But it's weird. It's just like Trump's like, I've done nothing. He's done nothing. And people are like, no, he's done this and this and this. I'm like, I just, it blows my mind. Let's take him off the ballot. That's unconstitutional. No, it's not.
I want you to think about something. I want you to think of the fact that they're more upset about the way he speaks, and yet they'll say to you when you really get a conversation, I loved everything he did. Yes, he was good for the young people. Yes, he was good for the economy. Yes. Okay, so because he called somebody, some female, a fat pig, that means you're going to flush the rest of it. I'm sorry. I can't lose enough brain cells to have that make sense.
They're stuck on things he said, you know, now, 30 years ago. It was 20 then. It's almost 38 years ago now. And the things he's done and the poses that Melania did for pictures, you know,
yeah.
35 years ago.
Like Obama's mom like, never. Anyway, go ahead.
Right? And so none of you men have had locker room talk, talking about some girl's body part. Give me a break.
Oh, no.
We're up against it.
If you want to hang out, like I would extend the offer, you can. If you have some place to go, I understand.
Let's do it. I got questions in the chat room I got to answer.
So. Yeah, you do. That's right, because I'm not answering them. I'll give them bad advice. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we return.